Stooks in the morning.
Yes, can I talk to Lenny, please?
I think you have the wrong number.
No, is this your radio station?
Yeah, this is Power Hits 97.5.
Yes, don't you have a lady on your show named Lenny?
You must be talking about Jerry Ann.
Oh, it's Larry?
No, Jerry Ann.
Oh, Gary Ann?
No, it's Jerry Ann.
Jerry. J-E-R-I-A-N-N-E. Jerry Ann.
Thank you. I was waiting for the spelling to be repeating there.
Oh, why were you saying Lenny earlier?
I don't think anybody ever said Lenny.
Oh, well, I wanted to ask Jerry Ann something.
Okay.
What do you think about carrying concealed weapons?
Interesting.
I don't know. I think it depends on probably where you live. I mean, if you live in a pretty safe place, there's really no reason to.
Now here's my concern. I'm located over on the Riley County side of things.
Okay.
I don't want to get into specifics about where exactly I live. I don't want people looking for me.
All right.
But I read in the Manhattan Mercury. Are you familiar with this paper?
Yes, I am.
Well, I read that what they want to do is not let me even keep my gun in my car and when I'm going to the mall.
Why do you need a gun when you go to the mall?
Well, no, it's not necessarily that I need it when I go to the mall, but I do need it when I, I do live out in the country, so when I come into the city, I would like to have my gun. And if I can't have it in my car and I can't carry it on me in the mall, am I supposed to make two trips back and forth, one from my house to a place where I can carry my gun and then back to my house and then drop off my gun and then go back to the mall? Is that what they want me to do, Jerry Ann?
Well, I really don't think you need your gun in Manhattan, though.
Oh, it's my right as an American citizen.
Yeah, but I'm...
And as a taxpaying citizen of the state, mind you.
But it's really unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I think it's one of those things that I deserve to be able to carry one, so I should.
Oh, yeah? I mean, that's what it is, partner? I'm having a conversation with Terry Ann here, so why don't you shut up and let me talk to her?
Okay, huh?
Okay.
Continue.
Wow, and my name's Jerry Ann, also.
I thought that's what I said, but, so basically they want me to go back and forth between these two locales to carry my weapon. Now, if I'm in Manhattan and I can carry my gun around, say, Kmart, right?
Okay.
I can carry my gun around Kmart, but then if I go to the mall, maybe I want TCBY. What's a guy who wants to carry a concealed weapon can't get TCBY anymore? Is that what you're telling me, Jerry Ann?
I guess so, yeah.
Jerry Ann, this is one of the most worthless conversations I've ever had, I must say.
That's kind of mean.
I thought I told you to mind your own yap and shut up.
Gee, you don't really need to be that mean to him.
Jerry Ann, shut up. I'm having a conversation with this guy over here.
No, you just told me that you weren't.
I'm trying to lecture Jerry Ann, Stooks, if you could just shut your yap for a second.
Jeez.
Jerry Ann, could you let me chew his ass in peace, please? Jesus, H. Good Lord. You both have the combined IQ of a monkey. You know that? And that's legitimate. You know, a lot of times people make these IQ jokes like, oh, you have the IQ of an ant or something. But to be legitimate with this insult, I'm saying you both really do have the combined IQ of a monkey. And Terry Ann, I've got a concealed weapon in my pants coming for you. Better watch out.